Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. Right now we have Shannon with me from Alice Springs, coming from Pine Gap, Alice Springs. Welcome, Shannon.
Welcome to you too.
So, just give us a bit of a brief history of how long you've been in Alice Springs.
Came here January 98, and the first couple of months I was here, I just wanted to get back home.
Yeah.
But then I went back home, and it was, as you see today, the temperature's a bit chilly, but clear blue skies. I was in Melbourne, it was 14 degrees, I was cold, I was wet, I was miserable. Come back here, same temperature, and I was walking around in shorts and t-shirt. And that pretty much decided that, yeah, I was going to stay here. So I've been here 20 years, just over 20 years now.
Yeah, it's a winter's day today, and it's probably, what, mid-20s, high 20s?
19, 20.
Yeah.
So in a couple of weeks' time, I think we'll probably hit 28, 30.
Pretty peaceful conditions. So that was the sealer for you early on? I don't want to go back to the cold?
Yep. Yeah, because I ride mountain bikes, and the weather is awesome for mountain bike riding. So.
Yeah. What I came in here, there's a lot of, I noticed that there's a lot of good rocky terrain, hills to venture around in. Yep. So is mountain biking a bit of a thing here in Alice Springs?
Yes, yeah, it is. We have two of the largest mountain bike events, multi-stage events we have. One of them's in a couple of weeks, actually. And we have international, like a couple hundred international people come and ride mountain bikes. We've got a few hundred Ks worth of tracks. And they're actually doing them up at the moment.
Oh, awesome.
Redoing trails all professionally, so get more people coming.
Yeah, it's a great, it'd be a great way to sort of see Alice, you know, on a bike.
Yeah, no, people like from the hotel, from people who come in and do riding and stuff, they're 10 minutes in any direction from a hotel, they're on the trails. You don't need transport other than from getting from the airport to town. Then you can just ride your bike.
Excellent. Have you ever rode out to work?
Yes.
Yeah? How'd that go?
It's a very long ride.
maybe.
We have people here do it all the time.
Yeah.
I prefer wider wheels on the dirt rather than skinny wheels on the road, but it was a long hour.
So mountain biking is definitely one of your hobbies in Alice Springs?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and fortunately I get to do ride bikes at work too.
Yes.
But on a 5-day break I'll do two or three rides. For an hour, usually about an hour at a time is enough for me.
Excellent. Have you got any new people like come on station? Have you got them into?
Yeah, a couple of them. We had some arrive last year, I think, and he's just bought a bike as well. He's used to be riding downhill, but now there's not too much downhill racing.
Yep.
Here in Alice Springs, it's more climbing up hills rather than riding down.
Nice. Yeah. So you've set up shop. You said you've been here since '98. So you got a place here and I guess you bought a house, have you?
Yeah, no, I had that for a while, been doing that up. I've got wife and son, so met them here.
So
yeah,
came
here, I was on my own. But
and what are some of the appealing aspects of living here for a family, you know?
Well, the weather, for a start, as you've seen.
Yeah.
Community spirit here is very large. We're pretty isolated here out at work, but the community here in town, especially if your kids do sport, there's enough for everyone to meet up. You make friends outside of work all the time. So
it doesn't take much to get out there, does it? Only like it's if someone new's coming, it's probably a bit daunting with new place. But once you start to, if you be it mountain biking or you know take an interest, once you get out in the community and try that, you meet new people and
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sport's a major, especially sport's a major thing here in town.
What are some of the big sports here?
The major one is golf.
Golf's big?
We have what's classed as one of the best desert courses in the world here in Alice. Mountain biking now, the last couple of years, has really taken off.
Yep.
AFL, NRL, rugby, pick any of the footballs. I prefer AFL, but I'm from Melbourne, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tennis is pretty huge too.
Yeah, so big sporting community.
Yeah, no, sporting and sometimes drinking. Sometimes at the same
time. They go hand in hand, don't they? many guys here and girls involved in sports, and they get out in the community as well and get a part of it.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm talking from mountain bike side of things.
Yep.
When I was here, there wasn't a mountain bike club, and now I think there's a couple of hundred members of Central and Rough Riders, they're called. And yeah, it's just really taken off. As I said, AFL, we've got a few guys here who play AFL. Cricket's another one as well.
Yep.
One of the guys here, he started in the last 12 months, he has actually been paid to play cricket.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
See, so that's one of the appealing aspects of being like a smaller place is the,
yeah,
you know, the community spirit.
Especially, you can leave home and 10 minutes later, you're either riding the bike, you're at the cricket ground, or you're an AFL
yep.
ground. It doesn't take long to get anywhere. And if somebody says be there at, say, 7 o'clock, it's not really 7 o'clock, it's more around that time.
Yeah.
They call it NT time. I'll be there at some time.
Very laid back. So coming from a big place like Melbourne to a smaller place, rural place like Alice Springs, was there any challenging things at all for you? Or
Lack of choice for flights.
Yes.
Is the very first thing you sort of realise. We only have, at the moment, we have Virgin and Qantas, and that's it. And it can be expensive getting out of town compared to, say, a flight from a capital city to a capital city. From Alice Springs to any capital city can be a bit expensive at times.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a shock to the system if people don't know it, can't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, and we are a rural town. We don't have massive shopping centres with lots of choice at times. But with the internet nowadays, it's...
That is a thing.
It's it has really changed.
Do things come quickly out here as far as like online goes?
Mostly.
Yeah.
You hear horror stories all the time of, you know, somebody will order something from Sydney or Melbourne and it'll be here within 2 days.
Yep.
Or it could be at the post office 2 weeks later and they still haven't told you it's here.
Yeah. they're good
they're
and bad.
They're the worst. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's usually pretty good. Your express postage doesn't work.
Right.
They're not in the express network. So,
okay. Some of the things that, you know, could be a shock to the system, but if you come prepared and know that you're going to get them.
Most of us now know, yeah, if you order something and you expect it in 2 days, you get disappointed sometimes. But as you said, if you work around it, you know what's going to happen.
Plan ahead.
You just plan around it.
Yeah. Look, you've been here for a couple of decades. If someone new...
Oh, I'm not that old.
If there's someone new coming to Alice Springs fresh, or, you know, someone just starting the job, or maybe he's been in the job a while and wants to get a transfer out of Alice Springs, what advice and would you give them as far as settling in and giving the place a go?
Pick something that you like. If you do something wherever you're coming from, guaranteed there's somebody who's there's a club of some description, or if there's not, which would be rare, I'd say, find something new. There's all of us here at Pine Gap all do different things. Some of the guys in the computers ride bikes, movies, study a lot. There's always somebody here who's done something that you want to do or want to try or do like, and you can branch out. It's if you don't know anybody here, start with the people you work with. They'll know somebody who knows somebody who can help you get into it. We're all pretty friendly. And
yeah, don't be afraid to ask ask the guys that have been here a while.
Even now, we new people come to work at Pine Gap. They'll new skills, new experiences and stuff, and I'll ask them.